KB4CBA Mobile.
Down there for 30 years, I guess.
They both taught at Broward Community College. Both musicians, like myself, and very good at what they did. And so, anyway, so I'd go down there, and yeah, it was like that. You could expect, especially an afternoon shower, but then the sun would come back out, so you know, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, back in early '60s when that thing was going on with the Cuban Missile Crisis and everybody was getting out of Florida. My dad was in the military and they sent us down there, and me and my brothers, we loved it. We only people in the hotel. We walked out in the orange grove and just picked oranges and didn't realize just how serious the situation it was.
Yep. Well, Florida's known for their oranges, that's for sure. I haven't been down there in a long time. I wonder if they still, they used to give you a small cup of orange juice at the welcome station there when you cross the state line into Florida. So I don't know if they still do that or not, but that was a long time ago. Oh, me. And I was going to tell you, I had a little Dodge Colt back then, and it was had a four-cylinder, and had a little, it was called an MCA jet engine. It had a little valve that took in air right before, and then closed right before combustion in that chamber, and each cylinder had one, and it gave it more horsepower. In fact, that same design was used, understood, it was used in the Zero airplanes, Japanese airplanes in World War II, so didn't like that too much. But anyway, it got good gas mileage. What I was going to say is we went down to Florida, my wife and I, in the summer, the air conditioning on, and the car held 10.6 gallons, and we made it down there on two tanks of gas, and I don't know what the mileage was, but it had to have been good.
We had a little timeshare down there for a long time, and we'd go down there and had a little Toyota minivan, and we hit some of them bridges, and it had that little four-cylinder. Didn't know if it was going to make it to the top of the bridge. The speed limit light got run off a bridge one day because couldn't get out of the way. But, it was great on the gas mileage.
Well, a little cold. It was good on gas mileage. I don't forget what I was going to say about it. I think that was the only Chrysler, Dodge Chrysler Plymouth product that I ever bought. And the main reason I bought it at the time, I was working for J.P. Stevens in the Daniel building and here in Greenville, and then they moved us to Clemson, and so we had to commute, and that thing, other than the diesel rabbit, the Dodge Colt got the best mileage for a gasoline engine. So that's the main reason I bought it, because I was commuting and I was putting, like, I don't know, 350 miles a week on the car, driving back and forth.
And the only Dodge I've had recently, well, it ain't been recently because it was a Dodge conversion van. Oh man, I really liked that thing. That thing was comfortable, but it was back when gas prices were kind of low, and that thing had a 30-gallon tank. And after we got about 200,000 miles on it, it got where it didn't get very good mileage.
Wore that thing out. Yeah, I remember those conversion vans. I worked briefly at D&D Ford, and they did a lot of that. And they would, you know, get the vans in, and they'd cut the tops off of them and, you know, put that fiberglass conversion kit on it and, you know, make it look like it came from the factory that way. And, of course, you know, they did all the wiring inside and everything. You had to do the cosmetic stuff. And it was something else when they got through with it. I wasn't real crazy about working on them if something went wrong back behind the driver's seat. I didn't mind. From the driver's seat forward, I didn't mind working on them. But anyway. Well, I'm sitting here at the garage, so I'm going to go inside and sit down for a few minutes. And but anyway, you behave yourself down there and don't work yourself to death next week. And we'll talk to you later. I'm going to clear out here after yours, KB4CBA.
It was good to catch up and talk with you a little bit. I've heard you on here a time or two, but I couldn't get to the radio, so glad to catch up with you for a little bit. Hope you get some good weather this coming week and get to play plenty of tennis. I know you like to do that. So you have a good day. I'll talk to you later. KF4NXY.
Of course, hopefully. But anyway, you have a good one. KF4NXY, KB4CPA.